You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo, tem prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju in najlepša hvala, da ste se nam pridružili. Na telefonski liniji imam novega predsednika slovenskega društva Melbourne, ki letos praznuje 65. obletnico delovanja. To je gospod Paul Belc, ki je sin Karla Belca, ki je vodil ta klub kot predsednik skoraj 30 let nazaj, bolj natančneje od leta 1992 do leta 1995. In naj v imenu vseh poslušalcev čestitam Polu, da je postal nov predsednik slovenskega društva Melbourne po letnem občinem zboru, ki so ga imeli v nedeljo 18. augusta. Paul, dobar dan. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. I'm assuming this would be your first time speaking with us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Congratulations on behalf of all our listeners on becoming the next president of the Slovenian Association Melbourne, which is this year also celebrating its 65th anniversary. That's a massive milestone. And you're in the presidential hot seat. Please, Paul, introduce yourself to our listeners. For those who don't know you, I've already mentioned in Slovenian that your father, Karl, who's very well respected within the Slovenian community in Melbourne, led the club very successfully from 1992 to 1995. A lot was happening during that time, very active youth involvement too. And now, 25 years later, you're in the hot seat.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity, Lanky. Like you've said, Paul Belts. I grew up at the club like most of us second generation people, and now as we're getting older, it's our turn to stand up and move the club forward. So look, I'm excited. I've got a great committee beside us. The committee hasn't changed. We've just reshuffled some jobs, and I'm looking forward to, you know, a great time.
Who's in this year's committee?
So Julia stepped back from the presidency. She's done a great job over the last few years. But to relieve some pressure, she was both president and treasurer. She stepped back now and just doing treasury. To relieve, like I said, a little bit of pressure, I've stepped up to presidency. Michael Cadilla is our vice president. We have Francis Urbis Johnson as our secretary, and David Markich is also on the committee. So from anyone who's from the Slovenian community or, throughout the Slovenian community or even through our club, there wouldn't really be a surname there that no one is not familiar with. You know, you've got Chumpel, Cordilla, Markic, Urbis and Belts. So they're all names that they've seen us as kids grow up through the club.
And you're all second-generation Australian Slovenians. There's all this talk about the younger generation, and yeah, let's be honest, we're in our 40s and our 50s. I include myself amongst this group.
Yes, we are. Yes.
We're not that young anymore, but they still call us Mladina. We like to joke around about that. And it's slowly happening up at the Slovenian Association Melbourne that the Mladina, in inverted commas, who are now 40 and 50 years old and a little bit older, a little bit younger, taking over the running of the club from the first generation.
Absolutely. And I think that's where our passion comes from, because we've seen our parents grow up through the club. We spent our childhood at the club. You know, it's always referred to as the club. You know, when we were growing up, all roads led past the club on a Sunday afternoon. So we're all familiar. We're all on the same page. We've all got a really strong vision in sight where we want the club to go. And that's why this year at the AGM, we thought as a committee, we would go to our members, united, strong, and say, you know, this is our vision. This is what we stand for. There's been a lot of talk about clubs getting sold off. And we had to go to our members and say, on our radar, that's not even written on the papers. It just doesn't exist. We would rather go in the other direction, and we've put it to our members that it might be a five-year plan. We're probably 12 months into it. They've got to bear with us. It's going to be a long haul, but let us just go through it, and I think you will be happy with the result in the end.
And people don't like change. It's very hard for them to adapt, particularly if things have been done in certain ways over a long period of time.
Yep, And for us, there's a few things that we have to address. At the end of the day, we can have as much money as we want and we can have everything, but if we haven't got people using the facility, what's the use of having the facility? So really what we're focusing on, yeah, we have to be financial. We understand that, but really we want people back up. Now, our members are getting older, you know, and like every other club, we're losing members, you know, through, you know, just nature. So what we have to do is we've got to come up with new ideas and say, how do we entice you, Lenti? You know, you're the same age as me. How do we entice our group up there with our kids? So, look, we've got some, I'm not going to say hurdles to overcome, but we've got some vision and we just want to make it something new. It's still going to be the old club, but just isn't it time that we just gave a little bit of a breath of fresh air?
Yeah, change is inevitable. Change occurs, as you correctly mentioned, the older generation are passing on, and it's now either one, two ways. Leave it to the newer generation, the second and third generation, or the whole thing dies a miserable death. And I'm sure that everybody listening would prefer the former than the latter.
Oh, absolutely. And look, honestly, for us, the latter isn't letting the club go. It's not in the equation. We are super lucky, like I said to you, we've got a really united, okay, it's a small committee. It's not the olden days of 18 and, you know, 16 on a committee. There's five of us. We're very united. We talk together. We discuss everything together. We've got the same passions. We're lucky that we went to the AGM and the members, like, they applauded. They just, it was like we've got their 100% backing. Really what we want to do is bring everyone back united and the younger ones. And like you said, we've got the 65th anniversary coming up soon. That'll be a great test for us to show what we can do and how we can combine the younger ones with the older ones on one day.
Draga poslušalka in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z novim predsednikom Slovenskega društva Melbourne, gospodom Polom Belcom, ki je prvič postal predsednik. Njegov oče Karl je 4 leta vodil Slovensko društvo Melbourne kot predsednik od leta 92 do 95. Če se obrnemo na drugo temo zdaj, na 65. obletnico delovanja društva. Kao, I've just mentioned in Slovenian, as you probably no doubt understand, it's just more comfortable for us to speak in English, that as has been mentioned on a couple of occasions already, this year is a big jubilee year for the Slovenian Association Melbourne, the 65th anniversary of the club. How is it going to be celebrated and when?
So it's on the 23rd of November. That's a Saturday. We're going to split it out over the whole day. So during the lunchtime onwards, we're bringing up the members, all members, but predominantly the older members. There will be a lunch during the day with formalities like normal at any other anniversary. Later on in the afternoon, we're going to transgress through the day with our wine and small goods tasting festival, where you come up, try them, we're going to do the voting, everyone will get their awards. And then later on in that evening, we will be heading into more of a casual evening where we have live music going, we're having a barbecue going, and people can just sit, relax, have a drink and move on for the afternoon.
I know every time these anniversaries are celebrated, and they're celebrated every 5 years, it's always something different. Particularly memorable was the 55th anniversary, which was held outside underneath the tent. It was like going to an old Slovenian dance at Planica. I remember when they used to set up the tent and you'd have the 12 or 1500 people underneath this tent, which would be totally against OH&S rules today. But it was just wonderful. I know my wife Rachel and I fondly remember that event. It was just, and it was raining. Beside the fact that it was raining, it was awesome. It was a fantastic event because it was so casual.
Well, this will be the same sort of thing, but we want to spread it over the whole day so we can cater for really two to three generations, to be honest. So it will be all downstairs, because another thing that I was going to address with you, Lenti, is that we have leased out the upstairs hall of the club, which gives us some financial security. So the hall is currently upstairs, is hired out. The kitchen upstairs is hired out. That gives us an income nowadays. Yeah, so we've hired all of upstairs out. That still gives us facilities like the barbecue area, all of downstairs. So everything will be done downstairs. So, yeah, it'll just be a great day.
And what beautiful facilities they are. I mean, every time you head up to the Slovenian Association, Slovensko Društvo Melbourne, it's like you're visiting a part of Slovenia in outer suburban Melbourne. It really is. It's a beautiful place. Paul,
absolutely.
Once again, on behalf of our listeners, I congratulate you on becoming the next president of the Slovenian Association and a second-generation Australian-Slovenian president at that. We wish you and your new committee all the very best in this coming year, particularly with the celebration coming up on Saturday, the 23rd of November, that being the 65th anniversary of the Slovenian Association Melbourne. And we look forward to having you on air more often to speak to our listeners as the president of what many consider the oldest Slovenian Association in Australia. There is debate about that, but we'll leave that to another interview. Paul, yes. All the very best. Vse najboljše in hvala da ste se nam pridružili tukaj u naši slovenski odaj na Radio SBS. All the best, Paul, and thank you once again.
Thank you, Lenti. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the listeners. And as it comes closer to the 65th, I would love the opportunity to come on again and run through, you know, like a real good program with you and just keep you up to date with what's going on at the club.
Indeed, it'll be a great pleasure to speak to you again closer to the date of the event. It's coming up very quickly. Thank you once again for joining us here on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Wishing you and the committee all the best. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.